Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
In some of the black townships, in the nearest one to us, in a two-week period, black-on-black violence killed 200 and some people, horrifically killed them. They would necklace them. A crowd would catch them and then fill a big truck tire with gasoline, with petrol, and put it on the person. And as it doused them in petrol, they would just light them on fire. And they'd killed about 200 people that way. And there was some a mini tornado in that black township. And so we got some project money from Southern Baptist. And we began to put roofs, myself and our two oldest sons. Andrew was too young. We'd go there and we would take off the old asbestos roofing and we would put on new ones. And, you know, squads of white soldiers would come through this township and they're always doing the 180 because they're so dangerous. But just so quickly, they knew how much we loved them and how much people far away, white people that they'd never met, had given them things they needed for life. The biggest killers, the drug dealers would guard us when we're in these townships and helping repair their homes and feeding their children. One of the things that the black churches do, they greet one another with a holy kiss. And so you go to any of the black churches, whenever they meet another believer, they'll kiss them on one cheek and sometimes on the second cheek. Now, they thought I was radical because I took my family to live in the black part of South Africa. But my wife almost got us arrested because Ruth knew she needed to be consistent in her faith. It was all right for her to greet a black person in a black township or a black homeland with a holy kiss. But when those same church members or believers were in the white side of town and Ruth would meet them, and in view of everybody, black, white, colored, Asian, my wife would walk up to her friends from the churches and kiss them first on one cheek and then the other. You could hear the town gasp. She could do nothing more radical than to obey that scripture at that time. So the ministry was fruitful, but we would bring a white pastor and an Asian pastor and a black pastor to eat at our home. And as pastors, they had never broken bread together. The white pastors still kept a separate set of dishes in their houses in case black Christians came to eat a meal. They had to eat the food separately in a separate room with separate dishes. And so for us, however eloquent I might be in speaking and the stories I can tell, just living life with black people and being consistent in our walk with Jesus was just an unbelievable witness. And at the same time, we didn't take sides. We didn't hate white people. We loved them tremendously.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.